Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Thanks to Pete Medhurst for the update, keeping us abreast of everything going on in sports. Big, big developing story is that Joe Girardi's out as the Yankees manager. He released a statement to reporters, and I'm seeing this via Tom Shad of USA Today. With a heavy heart, I come to you because the Yankees have decided not to bring me back.
Whoa.
Girardi said, confirming reports of his somewhat startling departure. Joe Girardi was elected on behalf of the Yankees. It wasn't his decision where he said, I'm just tired of this. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep butting heads with you guys. The Yankees apparently made the decision not to bring him back, which is really surprising. And I'm not sitting here telling you he is the perfect manager. That you need a really good manager. You got a really good team. He's a really good manager.
Yeah, I mean, even the best guys in the sport. I mean, Bruce Bochy had a disastrous season this year. Buck Showalter, who I think is among the greatest, didn't pitch his closer in a playoff game last year. You know, like, guys screw up. Guys make mistakes, certainly. As good as Joe Maddon is, he made some decisions where you go, hey, Joe, you're a genius and everything, and your glasses are cool, but that was a hipster decision. That was stupid. Guys make bad calls. Guys make mistakes here. Joe Girardi checks all the boxes. Joe Girardi has, I would say, probably 80, just given rough estimates, 80 to 85% of Dusty's deal with people acumen. Dusty's 100 on that 100
Dusty's
scale.
The best at that.
He's amazing at negotiating personalities for 162 games, which is an underrated and really hard skill. It's the most important thing a manager can do is get you to the dance.
Girardi's also really good at that.
He's pretty damn good at it by the regular human scale. Is he Dusty? No, but nobody is Dusty. Dusty's a unique character, man.
But he's way better than Dusty in game.
That's what I care about now.
And now he's not Buck Showalter, I wouldn't say. I don't think he's top of the line, but he's good. He's better than John Farrell, who's a candidate right now.
Yep.
I mean, he's better than guys who haven't done it before, I'd have to imagine.
And he has been through, this is my new thing, he's been through the grinder. People think, you guys are mean to the players and mean to the team, said people that have never seen sports in another marketplace.
Right.
He has been through the New York meat grinder where you turn into pate. No, thank you. I need that here because he will bring the toughness that this team has sorely lacked.
World Series champion in
bring
2009.
Me this man. Bring him.
103 wins in a season. Averaged over 90 wins in his 10 years with the Yankees. Let's go to Zach in Falls Church. Zach, you're on Grant and Danny. Your reaction to Joe Girardi coming available.
Good morning, guys. I really don't know. Granted, I'm more of an NFL NHL guy. I don't watch the grind of the 162, you know, games of the baseball season. The last thing, and again, this is recency effect. Last thing I remember about Girardi is about in the previous series about him, you know, sort of bungling up decisions and calls that feels a little Dusty-esque. I don't know. Is he that smart? Is he a tactician? I think we need kind of a, you know, a guy who carries a little bit more of a stick and more of a tactician. Is he that guy? I don't know. But I don't know. He seems like more of an everyday kind of guy that you'd like to hang out with, kind of like Dusty.
His track record, though, exceeds that. I appreciate the phone call. He is better regarded in game than the guys that are available that they're going to be talking to. He just is. If you're comping him to John Farrell, I think most of the people in baseball would say Joe Girardi's a better manager.
Yeah.
If you're comping him to Dusty Baker, in fairness to Dusty, people are going to say Joe Girardi's a better manager. Now, we don't know what Dave Martinez, who we had a reporter from Chicago on to tell us about yesterday, is going to be like as a manager. And if you missed that segment, you can grab it at grantanddanny.com/audio. We've got a guy from New York on today, Mark Craig, who covers the Mets, to tell us about Kevin Long. We don't know what he's going to be like. But Girardi is highly regarded for how he makes decisions. He did have, like every manager is going to, some gaffes this postseason, including one that proved pretty costly when he opted not to challenge a play that he should have. But generally, you don't see him getting crushed or panned for his bullpen or making switches and decisions. He has managed in the NL before. I want that noted. A bunch of people are tweeting me saying he managed in the AL. Not that that really matters, because if you can manage in one league, you can manage in the other.
He was in Florida for a year.
He managed the Marlins for a season before he managed the Yankees.
Promising build, but then ownership got cranky.
Absolutely.
They were beginning something.
They were right around 500 that year with him.
With a garbage team, by the way.
Dave in Chantilly, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, Dave.
Quick thing. So I was a big Dusty Baker guy. And the only reason I would have wanted for Dusty Baker to leave was for Joe Girardi to get this position. Now that he's available, keep in mind, I mean, this year was a rebuilding year for the Yankees. I mean, they weren't supposed to be in the ALCS game seven.
Huge, you know? Yeah, it's huge.
He took them way further than they were supposed to go. And I think with this one, the Nats need to break the bank.
I'm 100% with you.
They haven't yet, Jeeps. And but the hope is that they do this time. They recognize the need here.
I'm not sure that they have had the chance to. You brought up Joe Maddon, which is a good point. And if in fact Joe Maddon said to Mike Rizzo, I want to be your manager, and Rizzo said, good, we want you, and then he went to the learners and they said, we're not paying him,
right,
then you're right. I don't know if that's what happened.
We don't know.
Because that reporting has not really been done, to be completely honest. But here is what we now know. The best available manager, after a couple of teams that would have very much liked to bring him in, you'd have to imagine, filled their vacancies, is still out there, and you and the Phillies don't have a manager. You're competing against Philadelphia and nobody else. In your own division, a bottom feeder that's on the way back up. If you can't bring him in, either A, he didn't want the job, or B, you didn't offer him enough money and you didn't do what you had to do to get him. I can't control A if I'm Mark or Ted Lerner. I can control B, and that will not cost me here. I am going to give him what it takes to come here. If that means 3 years and $15 or $17 million, guess what? It's just money, and I'm the learners. There's no salary cap on managers.
Right.
You got to figure that out. And if you want to justify it some way, somehow, you could say, well, we saved up all these years on managers for this moment.
So I can't remember who was available when Matt Williams was hired. I'm trying to rack my brain, but I can't remember. But
they asked permission to talk to Girardi.
Yeah, that was a laser beam focus on Williams because that was Rizzo's kind of bet big. If we got to go cheap, let's go with that guy. I mean, I wish I knew.
They interviewed Dave Martinez, who they're interviewing again. It's kind of a similar boat. Scott in D.C.,
hey, guys.
What's up, Scott?
So a couple of things. I think I definitely would want a coach here who's got head coaching experience, for one. But I think if the learners let this slip through, he's going to be on that Dan Schneider decision level making. And who knows? I mean, he may help Bryce stick around here, too, if Girardi comes in with this. So
I don't remember stories, do you, where – marquee players didn't really like him? Now, you could say the same thing about Dusty. He's been immensely popular, but remember the audio we played yesterday from Chelsea James?
Mm-hmm.
She came on 106.7 The Fan and said it's her opinion that Bryce Harper was not the biggest Dusty Baker fan. And we asked at the time yesterday, do you think that had anything to do with the decision that was made? Maybe they want to go get someone who will be backed by Bryce and who Bryce is the biggest fan of. She didn't speculate on why Bryce didn't like Dusty as much as some of his teammates. She kind of stopped short of that, but she said, I didn't get the feeling that he was his biggest fan.
The biggest fan, yeah. Different than I can't stand being around the guy. Different than a Worth Williams situation.
What if Joe Girardi comes in this year, they have success. Let's say they don't win the World Series, but they get to an LCS and lose, and Harper does really, really like Girardi. Is this the Chelsea James audio? You got that? If you missed this yesterday, this was her this weekend with Chris Russell when asked about Bryce, Dusty, and some of the other things going on.
You know, I never rule it out with these guys, to be honest. And I think that does discredit the Nats front office. It really probably isn't as simple as, you know, Scott Boras making a call or them trying to pander to anyone. I don't think Bryce was Dusty's biggest fan. There was no rift. I think Bryce just likes the idea of I don't know. I mean, he's never said anything, so I'd just be kind of talking out of nowhere. But there was no, like, visible trouble there. But I think that there are plenty of other people in there who were Dusty's biggest fans. I mean, Jason Worth loved him. Ryan Zimmerman was really good with him. And, you know, he and Murph and all those guys just really, really liked the way Dusty handled them and playing time and everything. So, you know, I don't think the Nats go and make a move like this for one guy. I don't think.
And she's referring to, thanks, Tom.
But
she's referring there
to
Scott Boras.
Right.
The question was whether or not he had a lot to do with the decision. course, he's Bryce's agent. Ashton in D.C., you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, bud?
Not much. So as a Yankees fan, extremely upset. This is a young team that made it further than they should have, and it's because of Girardi knowing how to manage. That being said, as a National League Nationals fan, if the Nationals don't hire him, I may not watch the Nationals this season. It would be the stupidest baseball decision in this town.
But wouldn't it matter, though? Because, look, they may not be able to bring him in even if they try. Maybe he just has decided, you know what, I want a year off with the family. I want a little break, something like that. You mean if they don't make a real push to get him, right?
Yeah, yeah. If they don't make a push, and if Rizzo can't make that point to the learners, then this team is going to be spiraling downward.
Thanks, if it buddy. Comes out that they're not willing to pony up.
Oh, I'm going to be really mad.
Then that kind of puts any possibility that they'll have a change of heart to bed.
Then Heyman should write another scathing piece.
Yeah.
Then Nightingale should write another one, you know, because there's two discussions here. The first is the Dusty decision, which I agreed with. The second is the way they handle managers, which I've never agreed with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can just justify keeping Dusty around if you don't think he's the right guy because you've got this bad track record with managers. But you'd better change it when you get the chance to, and now you've got a chance to.
Because you swung and missed when you had the Bud Black situation. Dusty was ready on alert 5. But you had Bud Black in, who we all think is going to be a good manager. You offered him a one-year deal for half the money of what the market says. That was your first chance to change this. You swung and missed there. Don't do it again.
Let's wrap up the calls on Girardi as a Nationals candidate and the huge news that really blindsided us that he's not going back to the Yankees. Broke about a half hour ago. 800-636-1067. We'll squeeze in your calls. If you're not on the line, get there now. Sean Sharif talks Redskins, Cowboys, Dallas perspective at 11:30 on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.